Hey, we're back from the break. And just to remind you guys, this is a continuation of last week's episode because I will be in Wyoming in an undisclosed location, living my best life in the mountains, hunting elk at the time that we normally record. So there's that, guys. It's going to be good times.
I'm so happy for you.
So we're back from the break, and the next thing we're going to talk about, just briefly, because I couldn't let it go, is we have more information on the Thomas Crooks assassination attempt on Donald Trump. We now have a picture, a full picture of the rifle that he used. Have you seen this, guys?
I've not.
Okay, so we're going to look at this, Joel. And
Okay.
Here's the picture.
He did have a red dot.
And only a red dot, mind you. Not a magnifier on this rifle. It's an Ames red dot. And once again,
What's that writing on it?
I think that's the evidence. FBI.
Yeah.
You know, after they killed him, cremated his body in about 5 minutes.
I've never seen that.
What were the toxicology reports that they released?
Oh, we don't know, Tim. What do you think? Yeah, he's got, FBI he's forensics.
Got, he's got those iron sights on there, too. He could have used either or.
It's got cantilever iron sights. See that?
Yep.
But so what's that mean? Like they're
so where you
angled?
Can turn the rifle on its side and you use those 45-degree cantilever sights.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
If you were trying to keep a low profile.
Do you think that would, you know, be feasible for a 150-yard shot?
I feel like the red dot, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that red dot, but I think for sure. Is it a 5.56?
Yeah. The gun's capable. I think for someone who's not a very trained
I don't think
shooter,
I could have made that shot.
150 yards with
what's
a
wrong?
Unmagnified
they must have shot.
Red dot.
Look at his.
Yes,
I'll tell you that.
That's the other thing.
They shot his gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you this.
Or at least they wanted you to think that.
I have drilled some tacks with my. I don't feel like I'm a. Super,
I'm going to try this.
I don't feel like I'm a super competent shooter, but I have drilled some tacks with the old at 100 yards.
Yeah. With a red dot.
With a red dot.
Yeah.
Yeah. With my Black Rain Ordnance.
Yeah.
Rifle.
Shout out.
Shout out to the boys.
That's right. So, yeah, the back end of the buttstock is shattered, so it looks like either the bullet that took Crooks out, or at least attempted to take Crooks out, also took out the back end of the buttstock.
Wow.
I don't think it would have affected the buffer tube.
No, it was far enough back.
But I thought it was very clean. almost like it was just never used.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're getting in the weeds, Ben. Come back.
I don't know. Just observations. I mean, maybe the FBI cleans it up before they put the pictures out.
They definitely wanted to get fingerprints off. I think that's typically how you handle evidence. You make sure no DNA thing.
I know one thing I've handled a lot of evidence. I've never written on it with a white marker.
I would.
Yeah, I've never seen that either.
Well,
to be honest,
that's how the FBI kept track of it before they handed off. You know, they got a lot of them.
I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, and I know you. From the sounds of it, you were reluctant to talk about it, but we shouldn't be.
Yeah, no,
because everyone else is
right,
and this has been, I guess, the word's memory hold. It's been memory
for
hold.
Sure.
No, guys.
Do you realize I mean, what's it been? 6 weeks ago?
This has been cluttering my news feed since then, and I want to see Gammy Num Num, you know, just, and it's keep up with Grandma, make sure things are going good, and it's all I can see is just...
Nothing but...
News feeds clogged up with Thomas Crooks and assassination attempts.
Yep. Definitely.
Try to turn on the evening news to watch some CNN and...
Speaking of Gammy Num Nums, let's talk a little bit about the presidential election. And we'll play some of Kamala's and Trump's recent speeches and interviews and stuff. First up, though, is a Trump ad that I thought was absolutely genius. showing Kamala's flip-flops on certain policies. Have you guys seen this one? This
I thought you were literally talking about flip-flops.
Before you play this, I know that most of our audience, if they're not on Twitter and they're only on Facebook, they haven't seen this.
Right.
Because it's not on Facebook. And I know that because I searched. Because I saw it on Twitter and I wanted to share it. And so what I did is I went on Twitter and I recorded it.
There you go.
Screen recorded it and put it on Facebook where I've gotten 3 likes.
Did it get fact checked?
I get 100 plus likes on everything I post,
mm-hmm, but not
unless
that.
It's political, unless it's got Kalama's, mm-hmm, Kamala's face in it, and I get 3 likes.
Kalama. You got to watch Kalama. So I did see an article on Kamala's flip flops.
Everyday price.
But it was actual footwear. It was right below a Taylor Swift.
Jelly.
So this is the ad that they put out with. This is great.
Everyday prices are too high. Food, rent, gas, back to school clothes. That is called Bidenomics.
So it's literally Kamala debating Kamala.
A loaf of bread cost 50% more today. Brown beef is up almost 50%. There's not much left at the end of the month.
Bidenomics
is working. The price of housing has gone up. It feels so hard to just be able to get ahead. And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Oh, so gross. So gross. Just listen. I think Kamala's like the devil's sock puppet, I feel like.
Oh, it's so bad. It is so bad. Here's another one. This is Kamala getting caught kind of flat-footed when a reporter asks her about Trump's policies. And I think, again, this is another perfect example of why she refuses to do sit-down interviews. It's so hard to watch.
On a different front, Axios this week reported that President Trump, if he gets a second term, will sort of dial back, for lack of a better term, DEI programs that the Biden administration has put in forth. I obviously know you disagree with that.
Answer.
I obviously believe that you don't want him to get a second term. That said, if that does happen, what do you think that would do to race relations in this country?
Well, let me say we're going to win, so it's not going to happen. But I think that, listen, today is actually, I believe, an anniversary in terms of Dr. King, right? And I was just in Selma, and we acknowledged the 59th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. I think it's really important that we as Americans always embrace our history, the parts that we're proud of and the parts that we're not proud of but that we can't forget. And we should all agree that we should teach history, we should learn history, if we're to ever have an accurate idea of where we want to go and where we don't want to go in the future. And
this is why
that
she
means
needs Venn
also
diagrams.
Acknowledging the importance of diversity. It means acknowledging the importance of
I think
of,
she's drunk
of
again.
The fact that
know.
Everyone should have equal opportunity to compete and equity. And then, of course, inclusion, that, you know, hey, let's look around the room and see who's not here, and did we leave the door open?
Fairly straightforward question.
What?
Hugely confounded answer.
What in the world?
I have no room to talk, but if the song should be playing in the background, I'm a wanderer. I'm a wanderer. I go around and round and round.
It's so bad. She also is now saying that she wants a wall on the southern border. Have you guys heard that policy rollout?
Yeah.
She was talking about the southern border.
She's going to fund it.
The problem is she's talking about the southern border of her lawn.
She has literally pledged to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on the wall.
She is from California, and she's still talking, yes, about her lawn.
It's just...
I'm telling you what, you better copyright these Make America Great Again hats.
Oh, she's going to copy it.
Because that's the next thing.
Hey,
she's going to coin the phrase, Make America Great Again.
Joel, could you pull up the video where she said that the $20 billion that Trump wanted to spend on the wall was too expensive?
I could do anything.
I know you can. because I might be spouting a little something false. But I believe I've seen that video in the last month. Do you recollect it?
I think it's out there, yeah. Here's one while he's pulling that up. Where this is great, just listen.
He even called for termination of the United States Supreme, the supreme land of our nation, the United States Constitution.
What?
You lost me.
Can I play that again? She said she's talking about Trump. He even called for the termination of the United States Supreme, the supreme law of our land.
This would
the
be
the United States Constitution.
This is reminiscent.
He even called for termination of the United States Supreme, the supreme land of our nation, the United States Constitution.
She is not a smooth criminal.
What?
That's a person who hates the Constitution.
Yeah.
So I found a video that I think you're probably talking about.
The Constitution is just an inconvenient truth.
But I don't have any way to... The listeners wouldn't hear it. Okay. But it says something about Trump's wall as a medieval vanity project. Is
you mean her quote. Former policy when it came to the border?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wall. That's a direct 2019 quote when she... CNN Town Hall in Iowa, 2019.
Yeah. And it's funny to me how... But it's not surprising how now she's supporting a border wall and no one in the media, in the mainstream media or on the left is saying it's racist. Now it's weird. Like it's not at all now.
I guess no one else had those 3 a.m. Facebook arguments with strangers over Trump's border wall.
Right.
In 2019. Or I guess...
Oh, man.
And earlier.
It's about more than you can possibly bear. Here, did you guys see the CNN interview with Kamala this week? The one where she had to have Tim Walz holding her hand. And it's so bad.
I do want to give credit where credit is due. They have rolled back the monthly migrant encounters. Illegal immigrant encounters from 183,000 a month to 104.
No.
That is a significant reduction, but I think it's valuable to point out that the previous number was the highest in recorded history.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to focus on the positive. Joel.
Well, I think we're running out of people coming over the border, so maybe that's
just
what
everybody
it is.
That's left is like man. The world's a better place. We got all of our criminals shipped over to the U.S. No, and that's very...
Before you play this, Ben, I just want to... I revert back to my law enforcement training. Uh-huh. And what they have taught us is that anytime you call in a suspect to interview them, and they ask or try to bring anyone with them, a lot of times it'll be their priest or their pastor or their wife or their mother. If they try to bring anyone with them, it's because they're guilty.
And
just to know that ahead of time.
That's a good point.
Hey. Now, I don't know what Kamala's guilty of, other than being an idiot. But she definitely needed someone to hold her hand.
Oh, yeah. But he didn't help. Like, he just compounded the problem in this interview.
Oh, well, what are they expect?
I'll tell you what. If a criminal showed up with Timmy Walz, I might think that they might be innocent. Like, if you show up with your priest or pastor, you know, at least your intentions were well placed on trying to
appear innocent.
Yeah. I like, and if you show up with Tim Walz,
upstanding citizen,
if you show up with Tim Walz, I mean, that's kind of a,
so here's the part of the CNN interview where they asked Tim Walz about why he lied about his, him and his wife taking IVF. What a really weird thing to lie about. Right. And then she also asked him about his drunk driving record. So here's what his answer was.
You had to clarify that you had said that you and your wife used IVF, but it turned out you used a different kind of fertility in order to have children. And then when you ran for Congress in 2006, your campaign repeatedly made false statements about a 1995 arrest for drunk and reckless driving.
Shakes head.
What do you say to voters who aren't sure whether they can take you at your word.
Well, I've been very public. I think they can see my students come out, former folks I've served with, and they do, they vouch for me. I certainly own my mistakes when I make them. The one thing I'll tell you is I wished in this country wouldn't have to do this. I spoke about our infertility issues because it's hell, and families know this. And I spoke about the treatments that were available to us that, that had those beautiful children there. That's quite a contrast in folks that are trying to take those rights away from us. And so I think people know who I am. They know that record. They've seen that. I've taught thousands of students. I've been out there. And I won't apologize for speaking passionately, whether it's guns in schools or protecting of reproductive rights. The contrast could not be clearer between what we're running against. The vice president's position on this has been clear. And
Didn't exactly answer the question.
Well,
go figure.
With Tim's knowledge of anatomy, old T-Tim, I understand how he would definitely struggle with fertility issues.
You could say it, Tim. Tampon's a medical term.
Yeah, tampon Tim. If he doesn't understand anatomy any better than that, he may be having trouble reproducing.
Here's another question that Dana Bash asked on the CNN interview.
I want to ask you about your opponent, Donald Trump. I was a little bit surprised. People might be surprised to hear that you have never interacted with him, met him face to face. That's going to change soon. But what I want to ask you about is what he said last month. He suggested that you happened to turn black recently for political purposes, questioning a core part of your identity.
Yeah.
Any
same old tired playbook.
Tim said
next
that.
Question, please.
Yeah. That's it.
Next question, please. And then the cackle.
The cackle. Which I'll be the first to admit, I don't like that line of attack.
Yeah.
Like
no.
That's I don't
it's
think that
unnecessary.
Wins votes. I don't think that wins votes.
No.
But it does point out that she can't tell the truth to save her life. And she's a chameleon.
Yeah, and it's like it's such a blatant thing to do to try to, you know, again, pose as something that you're not for political purposes that it should be asked. Like, as ridiculous as it is to have to ask that question, I think it should be. Like, if you're going to lie about that,
it has to be.
You'll lie
out.
About anything.
I don't like it as a line of attack, but it has to be pointed out. She can't tell the truth.
No. Not at all. I don't think she's capable of it. And here's Joe Biden. This is
who?
An older right. This is an older video from one of the debates in 2020 in the primary. Okay, so Joe Biden says there's no constitutional authority to ban assault weapons via executive order. Okay. And Kamala disagreed with that. So here we go.
Order. Senator Harris, you have said that you would take executive action on guns within your first 100 days, including
Correct.
Banning imports of AR-15 assault weapons.
That's right.
President Obama, after Sandy Hook, more than 23 executive actions, and yet here we all are today.
And the question
in recent days,
was banning imports of AR-15s?
Well, we can get into the nitty-gritty.
I know where we're heading.
I wouldn't want an imported AR-15 either.
I know where we were heading with this. How many people are actually importing?
I wouldn't want one either. But
what's the definition of that? Is it the entire weapon or is it parts?
Yeah,
or
a lot of parts do come from overseas. But
so regardless,
it just I've never thought of an AR-15 as anything other than an American gun.
Well,
but I know that a lot of parts
that's
do
because
come
we
from China.
Place priority on buying American.
Yeah,
right.
Including banning imports of AR-15 assault weapons.
That's right.
President Obama, after Sandy Hook, more than 23 executive actions, and yet here we all are today. In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order. Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the vice president have a point there?
Some things you can, many things you can't.
Let's let the senator answer.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional.
She had just watched the Bob the Builder episode.
Props to Joe Biden, honestly, right, for standing up for the
Here's
Constitution.
Here's the thing, though. I think this is classical pandering, but for the record, but he did have it right.
Well, if that's not enough to make you decide not to vote for her, how she's going to trod the... Just that one policy. How she's going to trod the Constitution under feet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We can. When Joe is the guy... Yeah, she had just... she had just watched... Some people like to watch HGTV. She watches little Bob the Builder.
Right. Yes, we can. Probably my favorite, though, was Kamala claiming she worked at McDonald's. And then we find out there's no proof of that. There's no record of that. And I think even McDonald's came out and said, we don't know that that's true. But
hey, maybe she was cleaning tables for free.
So here's Kamala on working at McDonald's.
I worked at McDonald's. I did the French fries and I did the ice cream.
Oh.
I worked at McDonald's.
What's that
position
called?
I was a student when I was working at McDonald's. There was not a family relying on me
French fries
to pay the rent,
the ice cream,
put food on the table,
none of the other stuff,
and keep the bills paid by the end of the month. But the reality of McDonald's.
Maybe she got fired before the first week
because
she
wouldn't do more than the French fries and the ice cream.
She didn't make it longer than a couple days.
What did she do to the French fries and the ice cream was the real question.
They said, hey, Kamala, when you're done with the French fries and ice cream, come over and flip the burgers. And she's like, French fries, ice cream. I'm a student.
That's where it's at.
Hey, that ironically,
it's called
that
the
is,
bare minimum. That is probably all that she knows about McDonald's is that they serve French fries. She's like, I got Trump in a McDonald's uniform.
So this is great. So she made that claim. Well, so now we have one of our favorites, and that's Sean Farash on Twitter. He's a great Donald Trump impersonator, and he put together this video in response to Kamala's claim of working at McDonald's. And you begin the video, and it's got Donald Trump in a McDonald's T-shirt. Here's what it says.
If she's going to say it, I'm going to say it, okay? I worked at McDonald's, too. I worked there a long time. I actually started the company. I was great friends, got along very well with Ronald McDonald. They said it's Ron and Don. They said it's Ron and Don. I recently brought back the $5 meal deal. I got on the phone with Ronald McDonald, and I said, Ron, listen, just like I handled Abdul with Afghanistan, you know what I'm talking about. I said... Ron, if you don't bring back the $5 meal deal, we're going to drone your house. Look at your beautiful house. We're going to take it out, and you're going to be in there. And he said, sir, we're bringing back the $5 meal deal because Kamalanomics has destroyed people's wallets. It's destroyed your bank account. And she says she worked at McDonald's, and a lot of people are saying that's fake news, but maybe she did, and maybe that's where she learned how to serve those big, beautiful word salads. But if she's going to say it, I'm going to say it.
She only
the
did
Golden
fries
Arches,
and ice
I
cream,
built so. Them with my own two hands. We made the greatest McNuggets. We were going to call them something else, but we called them McNuggets because we wanted to stay. They call it on brand. I worked at McDonald's. I founded McDonald's. I was great friends with Ronald McDonald. And it is because of me that that company is doing so well. If she's going to say it, I'm going to say it.
Impression aside, his writing is on point too.
Great.
Like it's, but I think this might be a good. I wonder how much we'd have to raise to bribe the DJ at an event to have this as the walkout music.
Yes,
for Kamala. It's I need to move on to the cuz she's done it all, like
all of it.
McDonald's, where
the
did she
fries
find time
and the ice cream,
where did she find time for Willie Joe Willie Brown.
Willie Brown.
Willie Joe. Willie Joe Brown. I don't know. I don't know his middle name. Anyways, yeah, she fits right in anywhere you put her.
Oh.
She's done it all.
Then
seen it all.
She has. We have an advertisement for help with Trump derangement syndrome. This is greatness. Listen up.
Are you or your loved ones suffering from illnesses such as TDS, also known as Trump derangement syndrome? Do you dismiss or deny the current issues facing our country, such as historic inflation, illegal immigration, corporate corruption, World War III escalations, and the chronic disease epidemic? Are you willing to elect someone who was the least popular vice president in modern history, and who offers no policy or vision for America simply because your brain keeps telling you anyone but Trump? If so, you might be struggling from TDS.
So great.
Introducing Independence. Independence allows you the freedom to finally think independently once again. Instead of believing everything you hear from the mainstream media, Independence allows for constructive critical thinking.
I used to hear people on the news say things like,
Donald Trump and the movement he has encouraged are a threat to democracy.
And I instantly believed it. With Independence, I now realize the media is run by the Democrat elite, who are a corrupt oligarchy that censors free speech, silences political opponents, supports forever wars, and abandons democracy by anointing its candidates.
Independence may not be for
anointing everyone. Its candidates.
If you enjoy being lied to about your president's
That's
cognitive
fresh.
Abilities,
Still
support
fresh.
Orwellian totalitarianism, or are excited about communist fiscal policy, Independence may not be right for you. Common side effects of Independence may include an awakening of rational thought, successfully identifying propaganda, freedom of choice, loss of hatred, anti-narcissistic behavior, and love of democracy.
Uh-huh. I used to blindly hate whoever my party was running against. I didn't care about facts or policy because I was hopelessly indoctrinated. With Independence, I'm much more interested in policies that uphold democracy, and I truly care about the health of our country and its citizens.
Ask your doctor if Independence is right for you, and enjoy your freedoms once again.
That's so great. Enjoy your independence once again.
Hey, apparently trending on Twitter right now, a video just surfaced of Tim Walz saying, when I was in Afghanistan.
Are you serious? No,
he's never been to
Afghanistan. Never been there.
Sean Farage actually broke that. The one I'm looking at.
You remember when Hillary almost got gunned down in Benghazi?
Right. Was it Benghazi?
Right. The airstrip.
Benghazi's the one that she refused to send help to.
I think it was
under fire.
It might not have
under
been
under fire. Yeah, I remember that.
But yeah, she was under fire.
Yeah. So a lot of good stuff with that. And in the meantime, next up, illegal immigrants are now trying to hijack a school bus in San Diego.
I have one question.
Yeah.
Why can't that ever happen in front of me?
Right. Yeah. It never does, Joel. It never does.
It would be a pretty complicated thing. Hijacking a school bus, like part of you feels like a shooting gallery just opened up.
So this is a news article.
You got a lot of kids in that bus.
San Diego, California. Groups of illegal immigrants attempted to board school buses carrying children, sparking concern among parents and political backlash against the Biden administration's border policies. Two separate incidents occurred on school bus routes in the Jamul Dilzura Union School District. Illegals approached the buses on Highway 94, prompting immediate involvement from the Border Patrol, California Highway Patrol, and Sheriff's Office. A child on one of those buses stated, he said these adults, they weren't kids, but they had backpacks on mom, and they tried to get on our bus.
This sounds terrible, but almost all of our used buses, our old buses, end up going to Mexico as public transportation. If somebody was that unassimilated, they might confuse that for public transportation. But that is, I have no idea what, you know, the circumstance was, but just thinking.
Well, so the first incident took place as a school bus was transporting students to Oak Grove Middle School at an elementary school within the district. According to the district superintendent, the bus was on its regular route when it was approached by a group of illegals. So it wasn't one single person, a group of illegals. And this alarming situation prompted an immediate response from the Border Patrol and all these people, the Highway Patrol, the Sheriff's Office, to ensure the safety of the children on board. It says a similar incident was reported the day before in a nearby area on another school bus route. They attempted to stop the bus, which again led to the involvement of local and federal authorities. So, of course, the response from the district has been heightened alertness and a clear directive to bus drivers to avoid stopping in potentially risky situations, such as roving bandits.
It would not surprise me, though, if you were fresh over, mm-hmm. the only time you ever had seen a yellow school bus, they're taking them by threes when they're retired in the U.S. over there. First time you see one in America, you're like, oh, there's the old ride. Let's flag her down. I don't know. It's like a kind of a benefit of a doubt. I'm just saying, like, what other business do you think they had with the bus? Like, kicking the kids off and taking on a joyride?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. So the Not the Bee has an article on this as well. As you might imagine. But they use the word hijack.
Huh.
Like, it's different to say that somebody's just trying to stop the bus rather than hijack.
Absolutely.
Two separate, you know, I could see maybe if it was one instance where this happened and it was a mistake, but two separate instances, I don't know. It says three men standing in the middle of the highway trying to stop a bus full of kids. Mm. Route B school bus Wednesday morning came up a group of 20 people as it was picking students up from the same stop. So 20 people trying to stop a bus like that, that doesn't seem like a mistake.
Buses have not been out, and there are a lot of people over here that have not seen a school bus. And that's their only association.
First week
so
of school.
It could happen. Yeah, I mean, that this would be the first bus that probably what? A good, as far as people that have come over this year, I'm assuming if there's 180 encounters and if they're truly just releasing them into the U.S., this would be the first time you saw a school bus since you left your motherland.
It says police have not given
an
answer as to a reason of why they were trying to stop the bus. Buses. But again, like,
it's odd.
Very concerning.
Ignorance is not a legal defense.
Hey, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just curious. Like, that's the only.
Look at it through this lens. If that bus driver stopped and your kids were on that bus and it got taken over, who's going to be civilly sued?
No, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just kind of curious.
As to how or why.
What the agenda was, you know. So, were they looking for a ride, or were they looking to hijack it, kick the bus driver and the kids off?
Well, they might have been headed
to the...
There's
just a lot of
I'm going to go back to ignorance is not a legal defense.
Absolutely.
As a bus driver in this country, if I see people in front of my bus...
You're mowing them down?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We'll know when we see V-plows showing up on buses that things have gotten weird.
Well, if we just let them carry a gun, that would help. Maybe they wouldn't be so defenseless.
Tim Walz is not into that.
No,
so.
I could imagine that he would not be.
Didn't he just say that was guns in schools was one thing he's passionate about?
Weapons of war, like keeping he carried in Afghanistan.
Weapons of war, yeah. In the meantime, Joe Biden is on the beach, shuffling around somewhere. Let's go live to the beach. Yeah, where Joe Biden is.
Like the this nest of baby eagles, live looking.
This edit somebody put together with AI of Joe Biden on the beach is just, it's so great. So it's got Joe Biden sitting there, and right in front of him is the illegal immigrants coming over the border and hopping the fence. They're just running over. He's just sitting there watching him.
There's a deeper truth to this video.
Is that not great? It's so true, though. Who's running the country right now?
It's not him. It's the deep state. He's been at the beach for a week,
sitting in that chair.
The CIA's got a hand in it.
All that time he freed up by not golfing, he's been able to.
Yeah.
I heard during a debate at one point that.
No, I know, but he's physically, now that his drive has to, I bet if he drove it 70 yards, I'd probably have a little heart attack.
Mm.
So he went, but I'm just saying, like every other president, they're always saying, oh, he's golfing too much. Oh, they did it to Obama. They did it to Trump. They don't have to worry about that with Joe, but he is beach sitting a lot.
Hey, he's sitting in that
he is a
$3 general
bum.
Chair.
Man, I would almost try to get hired on as a greeter at Walmart just to wear a Joe Biden mask for a few days.
And we now have also some footage of Nancy Pelosi on Bill Maher spilling the beans on the real plan, the real Democrat plan for immigration. So listen up to this exchange. This is something else. This is Bill Maher, people. And here's Nancy Pelosi.
Right-wing nut job, Bill Maher.
Right.
The California lawmakers just passed a law. It hasn't been signed by Governor Newsom, but giving government assistance to undocumented immigrants to buy houses. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a different place than the Democratic Party used to be on immigration. Is it not? I'm not going to say that's what the country's going to do, but that's certainly where California is.
Well, let me just say, immigration had always been a bipartisan issue. Mm. I refer you to
but not free houses.
Well, that's not free housing. It's the American dream being available to more people. But understand this about immigration. The best speech on immigration was by President Ronald Reagan. This is the last speech I will make as President of the United States. I want to communicate a message to the country I love. And he talked about
channeling Ronald Reagan.
The Statue of Liberty and the beacon of hope it is to the world and what America was preeminent in the world because our door was always open, and we will cease to be preeminent when we shut the door. Now, I don't do justice to the great communicator. Google it. It's a fabulous speech. And George
Herbert Walker Bush, Nancy,
continued in that respect for the diversity of America.
Ronald just did a spin.
Always in the lead. Maybe others will follow that lead. But
I mean, right over.
But we're
she just says, no, that's not free housing. That's just the American dream and expanding that to everyone. I mean.
Ronnie, rest his soul, just rolled over a couple
times. But thank God for guys like Bill Maher.
Well, and that's
crazy
to say that. But I was going to say that I was surprised she would do an interview with him because he has not been.
Because he is moderate.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Democrat. He's a
moderate
Democrat.
All my life, that guy's been a crazy left-wing idiot.
Yeah.
Until about 4 or 5 years
ago. It's making more sense lately.
Just, once again, they just slid a little too far.
So,
and he's pumping the brakes, and there are no brakes.
Yeah.
The juice is gone.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Like, but so next up, an update on the situation in Colorado, okay? So where the illegal Venezuelan migrants have taken over the apartment complex. Remember we talked about this, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
So now, this week, it has went viral on Twitter, Facebook. People are talking about it, asking questions, what's going on in Colorado, to which I responded on several comments. If you would listen to the Man Cave Caucus podcast, you would have known that we are talking about
shameless plug.
Right, which is true. It's true. 2 weeks ahead of when people actually start talking about this. I mean, I saw, I don't know how many, it went viral, a post saying, what's going on in Colorado?
Yeah.
I just got a text from Lauren Boebert.
Oh.
She says she's got it under control.
Okay. Thanks, Joel.
Yeah.
Keep us updated on Lauren.
I'll keep you guys in the loop. Okay. Lauren's on it. She's going to do everything she can.
I appreciate it. Yeah. And if you go to any Beetlejuice concerts, just let us know as well. All right.
My wife's not going to let me go to any Beetlejuice concerts. Or,
with Lauren Boebert theater. Or not with Lauren Boebert?
Probably not without her, but definitely not with her.
You have to err on the side of safety.
So, you know, again, we have video now, since this has really went viral about what's going on. It's brought light to it. The mayor of Aurora, Colorado, speaking out about this situation regarding what we had talked about 2 weeks ago. Listen here.
So there are several buildings actually under the same ownership, out-of-state ownership, that have fallen to these Venezuelan gangs. I'm trying to walk it back and do the investigation as to how there's a concentration of Venezuelans in the...
Okay, what...
Is that a gun?
How do you need an investigation to know the answer to that question?
So has anybody shut down electricity, water, and gas to the place?
That would be racist.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, I can. I'm very capable of all three of them.
It's a sanctuary city.
It's about...
Why do they need an investigation... We don't know how this concentration of illegals are happening.
Well, I think he summed it up very well with what he just said, is the out-of-state owners of the place. And we run into that all the time.
Yep.
If there's an out-of-state owner of any place, there's very little we could do.
While the owner's away, the Venezuelans will play.
...of Venezuelans in these three buildings... somebody put them there and somebody funded it, whether it's federal government or not. We're trying to find out who these gangs apparently are attracted to, where there's a concentration of Venezuelan migrants. Yeah. And so they've, in fact, have kind of pushed out the property management through intimidation and then collected the rents. We have now
at the end of a gun,
have had
that they stole from the gun shop
operations with
Probably a task force, a gun.
Local law enforcement.
No. Have you not
law
seen
enforcement partners and federal law enforcement partners?
12 gun stores were robbed.
And arrests have been made, but
in
these
Colorado?
Operations
cleaned
are
out
are
in
still
Denver.
With the arrests that have been made, are these confirmed gang affiliated members?
Does it matter?
You know, this is an organized criminal effort, whether it's Trende, Aragua. That remains to be seen.
We've had in Neosho, Trinde Agua.
It really doesn't matter. I mean,
crimes.
Really?
Yeah. Burglaries. Mm. Organized crimes.
You know, Venezuelan migrants, and they're conducting crime in an organized
Understood.
Manner.
They did a first-degree burglary.
So you're able to confirm that they admitted to being part of the Trinde Agua.
Wow.
Yeah.
This Venezuelan gang has indeed taken over at least some of the buildings. You're saying at least two of the three. And what I just heard from you is you don't know how they ended up there. And you even made a suggestion that they could have been sent there by federal officials, I heard you suggest. Well, I mean, do you have any reason to believe that to be the case?
So here's the problem. I think we're a victim of a failed policy at the southern border because what you have, Venezuelan does not according to my law enforcement, Venezuela does not cooperate with the United States in sharing criminal histories.
Oh, you think? Venezuela does not cooperate in sharing criminal histories.
I would be shocked if I heard that Venezuela kept an accurate account of criminal histories.
Yeah.
Much less one to share.
Well, their governments,
but yet
their governments
them over
kind of
plane load by plane load.
They have good intentions, but they're kind of broke.
Yeah,
they had a lack of natural resources. It's a classic.
They
story
had price
of
caps on their food. That's why, Tim.
Because it was a lack of natural resources. You don't have anything in your country to give, to sell. Poverty. That's all you get.
Yeah.
You had a third of the country leave. You've had these massive waves of migrants coming across the border that many of them crossed the border illegally, were arrested, asked for political asylum, were not adequately vetted, were released into the country. The city of Aurora, we did everything we could to quite frankly, keep them out of the city because it's not our problem. This is a federal problem. This is a problem.
It's not just a federal problem, though. He's not telling the truth about Colorado's policies on some of these cities, like Denver.
Yeah,
when
I know
it comes
it sounded,
to sanctuary
it
cities,
sounded like a ridiculous hot take earlier when I said that, like, Mexico is like, or sorry, Mexico south of the border is clearing itself out of it. It feels like when you see stuff like this, it's like they've cleared them. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's like, maybe it really is like nobody else wants to leave. They're like, all the bad people left. Yeah. Right? So they went to
crimes.
America.
It's we're probably, crime free.
It's, yeah, it's probably going great over there. When it, their crime rate has really dropped.
I would, I, guys, I know if for I a could fact that
it has in El Salvador.
Yeah. Oh well, that's just good government, I think.
Yeah.
And what's the other? Where's our Malay from? No, Javier Malay is Salvador.
No, or, that's no, Argentina. No,
Argentina.
That's two countries. That's two.
That's
South
what
American
I'm saying. Two South American countries that have probably are little paradises. The weather's great down there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is all you got to do is get rid of the gangs, cartels, violence, and I think if we open up a few more sanctuary cities, maybe paradise awaits down there.
The mayor literally says it's only a problem born by the federal government.
Born by the federal government.
I'm assuming
what,
I he's...
think what we're trying to find out, and what I believe
it's no coincidence that this happened
that federal agencies worked with some of our local nonprofits and put them there. Now,
because they're
most
sanctuary
of these
city,
are very good people
on both sides.
There's a criminal element that, from what I understand, what law enforcement
are two guys
follows them,
intends to burglarize their houses in the ocean. It's no coincidence that they hailed from New York by way of South America. Another sanctuary city.
Yep.
It's happening now. Now, we're the 51st largest city in America with over 400,000 in population. This is only several apartment complexes.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I'm not going to surrender any part of this city to a criminal element.
With all due respect, it's no longer, I mean, just in the hands of the feds when you've got...
Exactly.
We've heard reports that this gang has green-lighted its members to attack your local police. What are you doing about that, Mayor?
Well, we're aware of that in the Denver metropolitan area that
we're
there
being
are,
aware. That's our proactive policy. We're going to be aware.
We're in terms of how our police operate, the tactics, what they're doing to protect themselves is our number one priority.
The red blood.
So wait,
the red blood that rises.
His
up
answer right there was
this.
The number one priority was how police officers protect themselves. That's what he just said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the job of a police officer?
To be fed to wolves in Denver, apparently.
To protect the public. It's public safety.
Yeah.
That's who they are serving. Yes, you have to obviously protect yourself if you're an officer. But, I mean, to say that your number one priority is officers protecting themselves, who's protecting the public?
In Denver, no one.
You could make it so miserable in that apartment building without damaging the apartment itself if you wanted them out.
If you really wanted to.
You could have, give me a $1,000 budget and I would have them all moved out by the weekend.
What are you going to do, home alone them?
So, no. So you would definitely release a ton of sulfur in there. Crap ton.
Stinky. Make it stinky.
A crap ton of sulfur?
Yes. Go on. I'm assuming it's a commercial building. Go up on the roof. Jumper all the units onto full heat.
Mm-hmm.
In August. Cans the strings.
I'm saying even in not August, run full heat commercial
up,
units.
Heat up the
you
doorknobs.
You got that place 9,500 degrees.
The doorknobs.
Joel's got it. Yeah. What did he
tool
use?
Tool chest.
Jacks. He put jacks.
Tool chest at the top
floor.
Of the stairs.
Jacks. A lot of jacks.
Tar.
You need a lot of jacks, some paint buckets that swing down the stairs.
Mo with the gimpy leg.
You've been smooching everybody. Couple videos of, videos.
My Tommy gun, don't.
I was baiting you guys to start quoting this movie.
You would definitely need some Tommy gun videos for sure.
I believe you, baby. I smelled you getting off the elevator.
I love you. I do.
I believe
you. I was baiting you guys so hard. I was wondering when that was going to
start. But my Tommy gun don't.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to give you to the count of three.
to get your no good low down carcasses out of this apartment building. One, two, boom.
Kevin McAllister.
Apartment building clear.
All right, we're going to call it Operation Kevin McAllister.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. And a happy new year.
Oh, guys.
That's good.
I'm just saying, they're not taking any action.
No, they're not.
At the end of the day,
you can tell this mayor is just like, why do I have to even do this interview right now?
Their action is to say, well, we're just hoping it all works out. Hoping they get tired of Denver.
Yeah.
Move on to New York.
Seattle. Portland.
Anywhere but here.
Anywhere but loose.
I'm just saying, like, it's not... This is... How many weeks now? 3 weeks this has been going on.
Yep.
They're just now having interviews with the mayor.
Right.
How much longer you think...
It's because they're so afraid of negative press on it being racist. That's why. They're so afraid of the controversy that comes and the cancellation that comes and the pressure that comes for the elected officials just because of that. That's why. Which is ridiculous because nobody is protecting the citizens.
I would just like to point out that it's a Fox News article. You're not going to see that on CNN or MSNBC.
Mm-mm.
Once again, surprised he took the interview, much like Pelosi.
So, for all you people out there that are wondering what's going on in Colorado, you need to listen to the Man Cave Caucus podcast. We're going to keep you updated on things.
I'm going to text Lauren again.
Yeah, see what Boebert's saying about it.
Get your people on the Man Cave Caucus.
So, let's see what else. Oh, Brazil, speaking of South American countries, has banned X. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
The latest information regarding the Brazil Supreme Court's actions against the X platform, formerly known as Twitter, indicates that the platform has been banned in Brazil due to a series of conflicts involving content moderation and legal representation requirements that is set by the Brazilian Supreme Court. Why is the Supreme Court making laws?
Well,
oh yeah.
From here, from henceforth, when a country bans X, it's called a Brazilian.
Right.
They just wipe it off of the off of their servers.
So they ordered a nationwide suspension of X after Elon Musk, the owner of the X Corporation, failed to comply with court orders. They wanted for him to appoint a legal representative in Brazil and address content moderation issues per Brazilian law. So they were saying, if you want to operate here, you have to do what we say when it comes to content moderation. Again, the government getting involved in moderating content. And Elon refused.
Good.
Good man.
That's good foreign policy.
He refused. So it escalated because of this and his refusal to comply with those orders from the Supreme Court. And so they banned it in Brazil. Now, is this over? No, I don't think so. There's still going to be legal and legal actions that are going to be put forward by Elon Musk, I'm sure.
I'd like to take my foot and give each of the members of the Supreme Court a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, man. So despite the ban, though, there were initial statements suggesting X would continue to comply with court orders, indicating some level of operational continuation or at least an intention to fight the ban legally, which is what I think he's going to do. He's not going to comply with what they're asking. So that's what's going on in Brazil when it comes to freedom of speech.
Who is, the way that the way that politics seem to be going in South America with Salvador and what's the other one? I had a brain fart. Malay.
Oh.
I think Venezuela.
Argentina.
Argentina. I do think that Venezuela has kind of been the probably the tipping point over there to see what, progressive policy and communism does that close. But I just think that Brazil, you would think that Brazil would be keeping up. They're probably the most progressive of all the countries that haven't gone bankrupt over there.
It's crazy stuff. All right. So next up, this is the craziest video I think I have seen this week, actually, believe it or not. And I've seen a lot of crazy stuff. But it's a scene where a murderer is literally singing "What's Love Got to Do with It" after he is shot by the police. This is crazy stuff. So supposedly, he's also begging the cops to finish him off while he's singing "What's Love Got to Do with It." But they found this is police responding to a crime scene where they found the bodies of 77-year-old person and a 79-year-old woman that had been beheaded by this guy, allegedly. And then the dog was also dead. And wow. This guy, who is their son, is accused of carrying out this crime. And so this is what takes place. This is the video of what goes on with this arrest.
Get on the ground right now. Get on the ground right now. Get on the ground right now. Get on the ground.
He keeps walking toward him. They shot him. He's on the ground. They're cuffing him.
Let's turn him on his side and see where the wound is. Okay, so it looks like it's at least one on his waist, one on his stomach. Let's get a chest seal. Let me get a chest seal.
Okay. Let's finish me off. All right, listen, we're trying to help you, okay? We're trying to help you, okay?
Put one in my hand, please.
Growing?
Got to do with it. What's love but second hand growing?
Oh, actually, yeah, it looks like a hip, right hip.
He had a brain worm of "What's Love Got to Do with It."
I just called to say I love you.
See the scissors on my
What in the world? I've never seen anything like that. What's Love Got to Do with It? Anyway.
Hey. Thank the boys in blue next time you see them.
That's right.
They deal with the bottom of the barrel on a regular basis.
I can't.
Literal crazy people.
I can't even imagine. Joel,
let them know there's a little. Let them know there's just a little bit of goodness out there.
Finally, one last story. Why are we ending on such a sad note today? That's terrible.
Hey. So much good information in here, though. Let's dwell on the positive.
It is, but okay, so this is a story that is just unbelievable. Arizona Wells Fargo employee dies at her desk, okay? At work, at the headquarters for Wells Fargo in Arizona, is not found for 4 days.
Let me just tell you.
I mean, what?
I believe she died happy because nobody is micromanaging at Wells Fargo.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good place to work.
It's got to be.
From the sounds of things.
If,
I mean, nobody. I mean,
her job may have been.
4 days.
Her job may have been a little bit meaningless. It may not have given her
fulfillment. Well, maybe she was working on a big project.
I don't. 4 days. The body now stinketh.
I couldn't. They would have smelled her before they'd have noticed her work was missing.
They did. That's the 4 days. You're like, something smells.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I wouldn't have made it 4 minutes without somebody being like, "Where is Joel?" Right. I don't hear him.
I'll tell you what. People start stressing out if I'm not there by 10. And they start stressing out if I have left before 10 p.m.
It says this, okay, Other news reports say that a colleague found her and that several people had smelled a foul odor, but passed it off as faulty plumbing.
Real fault.
The building has 24/7 security and monitoring as well. It says that the woman's desk was reportedly on the third floor and away from the main aisle, and that a lot of the people in this division work remotely. But I mean,
it's still wild.
You're talking about a sad epitaph of how many people in this day and time are so self-absorbed that they really don't even pay attention to much of anything else.
And I hate to say it, but it's like sometimes it's like Groundhog Day at work. You're living the same day over and over again.
Tim's working late again.
And I really think that so much of what we pour our lives into work. Oh, and
Ben's burning the midnight oil.
But you can pour your whole life into work and it would take about 4 days before you were missed. And I don't know that she was missed. She just started stinking too bad.
That's so crazy. I mean, must not have had much family either or anybody that knew.
The things that would have to go in place to not get a missing person filed, go check the office. Like that is a little, that is probably the most depressing note we could possibly end on. Yeah. Joel, do you have a joke?
Oh, none that are fit for public radio.
All right. Well,
the FCC or whatever.
I appreciate the honesty. We
the FCC won't let me be or let me be me on MTV.
Yeah.
So, folks, I think that's a wrap. You guys got anything else? Any stock tips or anything, Tim? You got? You want to add this week?
Man, I laid a stinker.
Blink.
On Blink.
We're clinging to our shares, hoping that it.
No, I think long term
she's gonna rally.
I think long term
it's a little down right now.
Long term, I'm fine with Blink. I took a pretty good beating. Hey, you know, don't get all your stock tips from somebody who didn't graduate from high school.
That's a pretty good piece of advice.
That's
right there.
You can put that on my tombstone. But yeah. No, I think I might licking my wounds in the stock market, boys.
It's pretty rough right now out there for that.
Really, just it's Bidenomics are working.
If I could
summarize, Bidenomics are working.
Yeah. Well, so don't forget.
Come.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. You can find us there.
We'll be there.
Look it up.
Join the caucus.
Our YouTube channel, Man Cave Caucus. We're putting a little content out there these days. And don't forget, if you need a realtor, look up old John Stevens.
Stevens.
The spiffy guy. And with that, everybody, have a blessed day, and we'll catch you around.
God bless.
I want to do this one karaoke one of these days. Get it. Oh, yeah!